Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
Hello, this is Dr. Shaheen Safarian. Want to welcome you to the fifth podcast episode of the Seven Figure Dental Practice. Last podcast episode, we talked about why we are the least trusted, or at least what the consulting firms want us to believe as being the least trusted individual in a dental practice, and why they stress so much about the importance of having your team be in the front of dealing with financials and potentially dealing with, you know, patient problems and things like that. So yesterday I was having a conversation with a patient, and we got into an hour-long discussion about, you know, why is it that, and I've known this patient for a couple of years now, but we got into a discussion about why is it that the dentist is the least trusted individual in a practice. And it really boils down to the patient believing, or the thought that we are trying to sell to the patient. And it's really important to understand that's really, if you aren't in that environment where you're selling to the patient, then yeah, you certainly will be the least trusted individual. My program actually touches on this a lot, about how you go away from selling and it becomes more of a conversational piece, as opposed to, you know, you trying to say, you need this, you need this, you need this. It's more conversationally based. And that was really important when I was having this discussion with the patient yesterday, because he said, you weren't selling to me at all. In fact, it was just part of the relationship building process that you and I had. And one of the things that he felt was very valuable initially in that process is how available I was. He told me that his past dentist, he went in and he would, you know, see the team members, and he was like, you know, I'm going in for a major surgery and I've seen the dentist for 5 minutes prior to surgery. And he had a dental implant that he was having done. And he said, I had only met the dentist for 5 minutes prior to him placing the implant. And he felt very uncomfortable about that. But the fact that I was very available to him at the beginning made him a lot more comfortable and brought a lot more ease in regards to his dental needs and how we can bring oral health to him. And it's important because, you know, you have these conversations with patients and you realize, even early in my career, I could have never sat for an hour and talked to a patient about such a sensitive topic. I'm basically telling this patient of record that why is it that we are the least trusted individual in a dental practice? And we're talking about selling, and I'm the business owner. And it made me realize how great of a relationship I have with this patient to be this comfortable to talk about such a sensitive topic. And early in my career, I would have never been able to do that at any of these levels. First, I wasn't available. You know, we've talked in my earlier podcasts about getting on the phone. That's availability. Emailing patients, that's availability. Texting patients, that's availability. Remember, I stress this in my program, and I have talked about this in my podcast, previous podcast. We're in the people's business. We're in the customer service business. Okay. The goal for me is to help all of you listening here to be able to go away from being a dentist and learn and understand the value and importance of connecting with people. Now, keep in mind, I have a few thousand people in my database, right? So obviously, another topic that we had, of discussion that we had yesterday, was that we can't be there for everybody all the time, but you don't need to, because it's not every day that 3, 4, 5,000 people need you. On a daily basis, you're probably looking at anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20, 25 people including the patients that you see for the day, at most, that you need to quote unquote be there for. Okay. There's so much to this past 6 minutes that I've talked about, but I just want you to think about what I'm saying here. Okay. Has a lot of value. And the key factors involved here are basically you have to come into this thought process of how I can learn how not to sell and how I can learn to create a conversational type of an environment and how I'm able to create an opportunity where I'm very available. And can I have this comfort with the patient? Have I built this relationship enough with my patients that I'm comfortable with some of them to sit down and have this type of conversation? I certainly wasn't able to do it early in my career. And, look, I don't 100% connect at this level with all my patients, but we certainly have to try to strive to do that, to accomplish that. Okay. And this expands into many other areas as well. Once this level of a relationship has been developed with the patient, because now he's a wonderful referral source. And imagine the benefits of that. Anyways, enough on this episode. Thanks for taking a few minutes and listening in, and I look forward to seeing you in future episodes.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.